Okay, good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you may be in the world. Welcome to the Online Recovery Area Celebrate Around the World meeting of Cocaine Anonymous. My name is Purdy and I'm a recovered addict. Tradition 5 states that each group has but one primary purpose, is to carry its message to the addict who still suffers. Please, would you join me in a few moments' silence to remember the still suffering addict, both inside and outside of the room? Dear God, please help me set aside everything I think I know about myself, my disease, the big book and the 12 steps. Everything I think I know about the program, the fellowship, all spiritual terms, and especially about you, God. So I may have an open mind and a new experience. Please help me see the truth. Amen. A very warm welcome to any newcomers or visitors of us today. If you'd like to say hello, please do so in the chat. In the spirit of Tradition 6, CA is not allied with any sect, denomination, politics, organization, or institution, and as such, does not endorse and is not affiliated with any of the specific technology providers utilized to facilitate this meeting. In keeping with Tradition 1, our common welfare should come first. Personal recovery depends on CA unity. Please be mindful of this on screen and also in the chat. Love and tolerance of others is our code. Going to hand over to Kimia to open us up with a preamble, please.
Thank you so much. My name is Kimia and I'm a recovered addict. Cocaine Anonymous is a fellowship of men and women who share their experience, strength, and hope with each other that they may solve their common problem and help others to recover from their addiction. The only requirement for membership is a desire to stop using cocaine and all other mind-altering substances. There are no dues or fees for membership. We're fully self-supporting through our own contributions. We are not allied with any sect, denomination, politics, organization, or institution. We do not wish to engage in any controversy, and we neither endorse nor oppose any causes. Our primary purpose is to stay free from cocaine and all other mind-altering substances and to help others achieve the same freedom. We use the 12 steps of recovery because it has already been proven that 12 steps recovery program works.
Amazing. Thank you, Kimia. If you're brand new into recovery, guys, this is your first meeting. Welcome. It is recommended in CA that you find a sponsor and go through the 12 steps. Get all those available for sponsorship. If willing, please put your number in the chat so people can reach out to you. A sponsor is a recovering addict who shares one-to-one on how to maintain sobriety by working the 12 steps of CA. A sponsor's primary tools are his or her own experience, strength, and hope. The steps can seem like a foreign language at first, but a sponsor can help you understand this new way of living and explain how each step brings us closer to a higher power that can remove our obsession to use. Sponsors are not professional counselors and are not certified to offer legal, psychiatric, or medical advice. To let you know, the details for Aura will be posted in the chat, guys. Sections of today's meetings will also be audio recorded and they will be made available along with meeting flyers for upcoming Aura area meetings. And they'll all be available on the website. A link to this will be posted. On Tradition 7, every CA group ought to be fully self-supporting and declining outside contributions. Please give only what you can. We are grateful for any contributions, but your presence here is important, guys, and more important. So the details for Tradition 7 will be posted in the chat. Thank you. Okay, let's get this started. First up, our guest speaker will share some information around Aura and share with us some CA history up until just before the hour. But welcome to the Online Recovery Area Around the World 2026 event. We will start with some information around Aura and some CA history. It is with much love and gratitude that the group welcomes Cameron F to come and share with us. Cameron, over to you.
Thanks, Purdy, and thanks, Camilla. Purdy's our Unity chair for the Online Recovery Area. Great effort. Thank you so much, Purdy, for organizing the event. You know, Celebrate Around the World is a fundraiser so that we can send our delegate, who's MJ, MJB, some of you know MJ, a real fireball in recovery, and she'll be representing the Online Recovery Area in a conference this year, which is held in Dallas, Texas. And this event is an opportunity to help raise funds and offset the cost to send her down there. So my name's Cameron, a member of Cocaine Anonymous. I'm an alcoholic addict, doesn't drink or use. I sobered up in November 21st, 2003. And quickly got taken through the steps and got involved in service and contributing to the fellowship. And I've pretty much done everything in CA with the exception of being a trustee. And I really don't have a desire to be a trustee, but that's an axe I'm not going to grind today. The online recovery area is a relatively new area. I've gone from just starting groups now I'm doing areas. Actually, it was born out of we were part of the online service area, three of the groups that I'm connected with, the 12 Steps 4 Hours group, the CA Service Sponsorship Group, and TGF and the Midnight Rounders. And last year we put forth a petition to form an online region because we believe the Zoom world and Zoom recovery is much different than in-person recovery. Even though we carry the same message, our approach and our medium is different. By the way, how many people here are Zoom babies? You found CA through Zoom. We got any Zoom babies here? Zoom babies? I love Zoom babies. And so that motion was defeated, and it became apparent that, because the online service area is the only game in town, that perhaps we should form another area, another online area, to signify to the CA world that the possibility of expansion in online was something that's going to happen. So the three groups that I work with, we took a group conscience. We decided we would form a new area. And so the groups created this website, the online recovery area, and things started to change from there. And we think the expansion of the Zoom world is going to be quite incredible. Our mothership, AA, in North America alone, there's over 10,000 online meetings. With Cocaine Anonymous, we currently have 516 online meetings. So that gives you kind of an augury of how big it can really get. And so that's how we happen to be here today. And there's been some other exciting things happen that I'll explain as I go through the history of CA Online. I've been the archivist for CA World Services, both on the analog side as well as the digital side. And I love the history. I think being part of, if we don't understand our past or recognize what we've done in our past, it's very difficult to figure out where we're at right now, and more importantly, where we're headed. So our history plays a very important part in the growth and the viability of Cocaine Anonymous. It facilitates our identity, our unity. I don't know about you, but here and now in person, we'd often, build our fellowship. And then what would happen is people would get well in CA and then they'd disappear into another fellowship. And we'd lose that spiritual collateral. And I often wondered, why is that? And they go, oh, well, the other fellowship has more sobriety, it seems calmer, et cetera, et cetera. And so, as a historian and the archivist for CA, I began to realize that, knowing our history makes us feel a part of. You've ever been to an event and someone's wearing a t-shirt from a past convention? Oh, I remember being at that convention. Oh man, I did this and that, and you get those remember whens. And we bring into the forefront our identity as Cocaine Anonymous members. I am Cocaine Anonymous, even though I've spoken in the other fellowships and I appreciate the good works being done in those fellowships. I am a member of CA. And I'm tied into that history, and I'm a part of a long chain of a 43-year legacy. And so I believe the history facilitates our identity, it facilitates that unity, and ultimately, I think it retains our spiritual collateral, and we continue to grow and evolve as a really important organization in the 12-step world. We do really good works and have done really good works for 43 years at carrying the message to the addict that still suffers. So today's presentation is all about the history of CA Online. Those of you that don't know, CA started in California on November 18th, 1982. It was started by Johnny Siegel, who passed away in 1999, and a few other early members, and they got it going, and it kind of exploded from there. Back in 82, cocaine was the drug. It was rampantly going across America. Everybody did cocaine. In those days, it was real cocaine. I don't know what people are doing today, but in those days, it was really good cocaine, and it was the scourge of America. And just as a trivia note, when that original group got together, we thought, where should we hang our hat? We can't hang it in AA because AA gets all wound up when you mention drugs. Somehow they're different. And we checked out NA, but NA is, a lot of heroin, a lot of tattoos, although everyone has tattoos these days. I have virgin skin, by the way. But they saw tattoos, they saw chains, they saw needle users, and cocaine in 1982 was a white collar drug. It was a business person's drug, and so we had a hard time identifying with the very blue collar street level NA fellowship. So we decided to call our new fellowship Cocaine Anonymous, and it was born out of a sense of elitism. So that's how cocaine started back in Hollywood in 1982. And then we moved into the online realm. And I love the online messaging of CA. When COVID hit, I thought, oh my God, this is terrible. We can't do our meetings. We're being shut down. I started, the 12 steps, 4 hours workshop. Some of you might be familiar with that. We've taken over 16,000 people through the steps in 18 years, and created a workbook extrapolating instructions out of the big book to make the process of brokering a relationship with the one who's got all the power, so I can easily control my desire to drink or use. And we created that, and man, the rest has been history and pretty wild ride. So today's presentation is about CA Online, and I'm gonna open up with just a little bit about Celebrate Around the World. So here we go. So as I said, this is an online recovery area presentation. This area started on September 3rd, 2025. So we're just over 5 months old. And we have 22 member groups, 32 meetings a week, 14 H&I meetings. And that's just in 5 months. We're making the head spin at World Services. They just have a hard time grasping how fast things happen in the global village and the speed of light transmission. This logo was actually created by one of our members, Everly, who's quite creative when it comes to graphics, and she put this particular logo for us together, and we're really, really pleased. We think it's pretty awesome. Okay, so Celebrate Around the World. It is coming up. It's actually happening this weekend, and probably extends into the next weekend. And like I said, it's an opportunity to raise funds so that we can offset our costs and send our delegate to the World Conference to represent our group conscience here in the online recovery area. And our next big event that's happening around the world is in Orlando, Florida, in May. That'll be our world convention. And this is their theme, coupled with the Celebrate Around the World messaging. So initially, Celebrate Around the World in 1988. Oh my God, some of us weren't even born by that point. In 1988, the CA World Service Conference approved this thing called Dance Around the World. And it was to be held on an annual basis, second Saturday in February, to support the World Service Convention. And these are two of the early themes or logos that they used with Dance Around the World. And then, as things started to evolve in 1994, at the World Conference, they decided to change the theme and the logo from Dance Around the World to Celebrate Around the World. And its purpose was altered to promote enthusiasm and unity within the Fellowship of Cocaine Anonymous and financially support World's effort at carrying the message of recovery. Celebrate Around the World will be held on an annual basis on the first Saturday in March to support the World Service Convention. So this is why we're celebrating now. It's been the first Saturday of every month for since 1994. In 2004, the World Service Conference transferred Celebrate Around the World Subcommittee from the World Service Convention Committee to the World Service Unity Committee, and that the purpose of Celebrate Around the World was to promote enthusiasm and unity within the Fellowship of Cocaine Anonymous and financially support the Fellowship's effort to carry the message of recovery. That's a little history about Celebrate Around the World and why we're having this particular event. Now, how did we come to be online? Now, we go way back to 1994. I love computers. My first computer took punch cards. Some of you are probably so young, go, what the heck's a punch card? I used to get our phone bill. It was a punch card, a computer punch card. And you'd load these cards into the first computer I worked on would take up an entire room, reel-to-reel magnetic tape. That was back in the 70s. Oh, my God, those computers. So in 1994, things started ramping up. The internet was coming about, and we decided we needed to get online. This particular screenshot, Escape Cocaine, was a billboard ad that we were running in the early 90s to promote Cocaine Anonymous and our solution to escaping cocaine addiction. This is an interesting screenshot because the Escape Cocaine overlaps our logo. This is considered a logo violation these days, a branding infraction. Our CA logos to remain unfettered by any other graphics or anything lying over it or under it and what have you. But this is back in 1994. Now, in 1994, two members of Cocaine Anonymous at the 1994 conference is named Craig H. Craig has since passed away, and Jim S., a delegate from Northern California, brought a motion to the conference floor through the Public Information Committee. And the motion was to obtain an internet domain, which is ca.org, and our World Service Office, our World Services Organization's parent domain, ca.org, and to put up a very limited website on a server that Craig H. was managing. And the site was to be limited with a preamble, a self-test, a local contact numbers, and the Escape Cocaine billboard art was used, as you see here. And the domain ca.org was registered October 20th, 1994. The site was online shortly after. It generated a number of telephone contacts to CASO. There was no email address on the site. And what's really great about Cocaine Anonymous is we were the very first 12-step fellowship to have an online presence. We were first. We were registered, as I said, in October 20th, 1994. And then AA saw the writing on the wall, and they came to create AA.org in 1996. Al-Anon came on board in 96, and then NA came on board in 1997. Now, bear with me a minute. I got to just check my screen share here to make sure I can share sound. Okay, let's go back. So our very first webmaster was a man by the name of Kevin M., good friend of mine. He passed away late last year, left a large footprint in Cocaine Anonymous. He was a man that was I met many times at conference, and he was always behind the scenes, tirelessly working on Cocaine Anonymous, and a real loss having him pass away. And here's a brief a ghost from the past speaking about those early days.
My name is Kevin. I'm an addict. And I was, in 1994, I was serving on the World Service Public Information Committee when two of the members thought that we might be able to do something with this this newfangled thing called the internet, which most people in the room had not quite heard of. I was aware of it. I'd been online since 1980, but not on the internet per se, on this other commercial service called CompuServe, which was kind of like AOL for the technically inclined. I had a lot of experience with that, and I thought this was a great idea, but I wasn't quite sure whether or not we could actually reach out to anybody with the internet, because very few people were actually connected to it at the time. Anyway, to make a long story short, the conference decided to go ahead. They got a web address, ca.org. You could get nearly any web address at that time. And things grew, and we eventually put up a real website, and I designed that. And that was like 1996. So I was, by lack of anybody else willing to do the job, I was the first webmaster for CA. CA.
Well, that was Kevin M., amazing man, and like I said, left a huge footprint on Cocaine Anonymous. Kevin was also responsible for bringing about our first our French website also, which came about in those early days. In 1995, PI, our Public Information Committee at World, brought a motion to the conference floor that additional information to the website, such as what is CA and all mind-altering substances, and to the newcomer, and the motion passed with an amendment to allow the PI committee to add conference-approved information at its discretion. Got to remember, too, back in those days, people really didn't understand the internet. It was such an elusive thing to them. A lot of people didn't even have computers, and it was just kind of an alien environment for a lot of our members back in the day. Kevin M., as I said, undertook the redesign of the website. More pieces were added, from a page on the storybook, the PI fact file, 12 steps, 12 traditions. Actually, you can actually go and actually interact with the original website. If you go to our museum site, we have a museum of Cocaine Anonymous called museum.ca.org, and you can actually interact with the original website, which we've archived on that particular domain. Very cool. There was still no email contact listed with the original website, and the new version of the site went up, and what's really ironic is anything that goes up and is in the public for Cocaine Anonymous is generally reviewed and scrutinized by the World Service Board of Trustees and or the World Service Office Board, and none of them had internet access, which was kind of wild. That seems to be an ongoing thing. I'm still having problems with the World Service Board of Trustees and the World Service Office Board. They really are stuck in the analog world, and they're really having a hard time dealing with just how quickly things are changing and the impact that CA Online has. So in 1996, the new website was formally announced at conference and was made available for viewing. Email addresses for public information and technical comments were also created. As I said, Kevin also was responsible for getting the French version of the website. Quebec, the Quebec area up here in Canada, was quite large and growing, and in support of our French brothers and sisters up here, they created a French version, French translated version of the website. And that took place in 1996 at the World Service Convention or Conference, that any future substantive changes to the site would require trustee or conference approval, and a motion was passed to translate the website into French. And the Montreal Fellowship translated the website into French and provided the text and detailed information that correlated to the English version. And so the French version went up August 1st, 1997. We were really in the forefront, Cocaine Anonymous, at this new and amazing technology. The first online CA meetings, oh my God, they go back to 1997. And the first actual online meeting was called Hope, Faith, and Courage. after our publication, our book, which are stories of early CA members, and the first email-based meeting of Cocaine Anonymous, initially a speaker discussion meeting patterned after AA's Lamplighters online meeting, but it soon changed to mostly a discussion format. So in time, the speaker portion of the meeting was replaced by inviting people celebrating a birthday to post their stories online. And it was a bit of a slow start, but the meeting began to thrive, and it actually is still in existence today. But due to the very low initial costs of operating meeting, one of the advantages of the Zoom platform or virtual platforms is they're a lot cheaper than our in-person venue rents, and we got to get meeting insurance now and all that sort of stuff. So Zoom offers a very low cost, and email was virtually no cost. But the after some discussion and a long talk with one of our former trustees, Bob L, who's still with us today and a really important member of the World Archive Committee. Bob was associated with Northern California and their explosive growth back in 1983. And they decided that the HFC meeting needed to take a seventh. That's why we take a seventh. It's vital to our functionality, and part of our seventh tradition that we be self-supporting. And I know that takes a little more effort on the virtual world, because unlike a an in-person meeting where they pass the plate or pass the hat, and whatever shekels you got in your pocket, you can contribute. It's a little more, involved online. Generally, we have to scan a QR code or go to a form, fill it out. Some of us have PayPal, Venmo, or whatever, online, banking solution we're using. And it just takes a little more work, but it's vital and important that our groups are autonomous and are self-supporting, our areas are self-supporting. Otherwise, we go dark. And if we don't have people to hang with, we end up dying alone, as it suggests in Tradition One, and that would be unfortunate. In 1998, in August, a second subscriber meeting started called KISCA, Keep It Simple CA email group, and they had a topic discussion in their email stuff. And they had a parking lot list, and the parking lot was not a meeting, but it was, well, the parking lot. And of course, some of our Zoom meetings, we have the parking lot afterwards, and the parking lot is always kind of an interesting part of our meetings before or after the actual meeting. In 1999, two more email meetings were formed, Sisters in Sobriety, which is still in existence today as an email-based meeting. Sisters in Sobriety was a woman's discussion meeting where female addicts can, freely talk about their issues with addiction as women. And then the study started, which was a CA online meeting for the purpose of email-based book study. And this is a screenshot, actually, from there's a website out there called the Wayback Machine, and it actually archived all the early website, and it still continues to archive billions of pages of internet. And this is a screenshot going way back to 2001 that I was able to find and display here. And that was their kind of, homepage to the email meetings. In 1997, a book was published. You can see on the left here the logo on the right, HFC meeting. I actually have a sweatshirt in beautiful condition that was donated to the archive here in Southern Ontario. And this was this logo and theme was actually created by Leon Strange, who has since passed away. And what happened in 1997 is a book was published called Letters of the Century. And they were all about amazing letters that, according to these two authors, Grunwald and Alder, were very significant in the 20th century. And they published the only 12-step letter in this book. And it was an email sent to Kevin submitted this email letter, this email correspondence to the authors, and they actually published it. And we're the only 12-step fellowship mentioned in this incredible book. I actually just bought this book recently to be added to the archive here in Southern Ontario. So in 1997, this woman, Patty, writes this letter to Cocaine Anonymous News Group. In addition to the chat rooms where participants could talk in real time, the internet provided a virtual space for posting messages to ongoing news group. People with common interests could exchange information, ideas. The news group was particularly a useful forum for self-help program where participants could offer one another support, encouragement, confessions. And Patty, who was a crack addict, lived in a Pennsylvania town that had no Cocaine Anonymous, no in-person Cocaine Anonymous. You know, remember, this is 1997. And she attended local Alcoholics Anonymous meetings and relied on an addiction news group. And she sent this letter to online and was talking about how she was staying clean. Now, I don't actually have a verbal message from Patty, but you know, being online, I thought it would be fun. I took her letter and I've had it translated into an AI voice. So this is Patty via AI talking about her experience with online CA recovery in 1997.
My name is Patty, and I am an addict alcoholic. I have not written to share in a while. I went into detox the last 2 weeks in June. I was clean for 26 days. Then I thought that I could handle smoking crack once in a while. Well, people, that did not work. Crack took me over tenfold. Before, I was only spending $50 to $75 a day. When I started back up, I went to spending $150 to $200 a day. I went on a binge and spent $2,000 in 3 days, staying up, not sleeping. That was when I hit bottom. I signed myself into a detox. Was there for 6 days because of a bone disease also. I did not want to go to a rehab, but I did because the doctor said that he would fix it, that I could get the operation I needed on my neck as soon as I check in. If I stayed on the streets, I couldn't get the operation for 3 weeks. I was fighting the people at rehab, saying that I did not belong here. Within 3 days, I had a revelation that I did need help and also wanted help. So I have been just listening to all of you because I had a relapse. I thought what I was like, three strikes and you're out, and I felt like a hypocrite for sharing. I relapsed, have chronic pain, and I own a bar. But the people at Stepping Stones made me feel worth it to clean up and make something of myself. I felt that people didn't care and wouldn't help because I was a crackhead. I was wrong, they did care. I am probably boring you with all this, but I finally felt that I could share again and thank you for listening. And remember, keep coming back. It works if you work it. And work it 'cause you're worth it. You people mean the world to me.
Well, that was Patty back in 1997, brought back to life via AI. God, I love AI. Okay, so then something extraordinary happened, and we gave birth to the first online area, the online service area, the OSA. And some of us are familiar with that area. They do really good work. They've been around for, they just celebrated 25 years of carrying the message online. This is their 26th year. And once again, there was some testimonials published by members in 2003. Actually, it was from an archive that Kevin M had created. And once again, I thought I would bring them to life here. Now, for those of you that are Zoom babies or you found your sobriety online, Cocaine Anonymous online, I would love to hear from you because I want to put together a library of maybe a half a dozen or so testimonials or shares as to how you found recovery online. and continue to make a strong case that CA Online is here to stay. It will grow, and it's an important way to reach out to members all over the world with our message of hope, faith, and courage. So this next little clip is Linda C. from 2003. Once again, I've been playing with AI voices, so this is not the real voice. It's an AI voice, but that makes it all the more fun.
My name is Linda. My husband has a cocaine problem. I was searching the internet one night, trying to find him some help, and came across the CA website. I joined an online meeting and told the group everything that was going on. I got many replies back with a lot of hope, as well as one eye-opening statement in particular, which was that perhaps I should be taking a look at my own drug use. I quickly learned that I was an addict as well. I was urged by the online group to go to face-to-face meetings. While there wasn't CA in my town, I went to another 12-step fellowship. I stayed clean, worked the steps with a sponsor, got into service work, and started a local CA meeting. Today, I have over 4 years clean and sober and sponsor others. I am so grateful for CA Online meetings. Although cocaine was not my drug of choice, as all drugs were my choice, I have found CA to be my home.
And then one more testimonial from a fellow named Travis.
My name is Travis. For me, CA Online gave me the ability to be in an online meeting all day, every day. I have access to my email all day at work or home. I am able to get experience, strength, and hope at all hours of the day and or night. I met a local sponsor in the online fellowship, as well as many friends from local and afar. My online friends are all vital parts of my support group, and I don't feel my sobriety would be the same without it.
So, the first online CA area. And in 1999, September, the conference approves the creation of an online service area, or approves creation of a committee, and the ca-online.org website is registered. It was very contentious. People didn't understand it. It was vehemently debated, and they were wondering, what is this thing called the internet and all that sort of stuff. But it came to be, and they created a committee. And then in 2000, at the next World Conference, they ratify CA-Online as a Cocaine Anonymous online service area. OSA delegates representing the OSA are Michael C. and our alternate delegate, Sherry H. And they carried three votes at the conference. In 2001, another meeting started, The Solution. 2002, Steps Online. 2010, voice meetings were introduced. Oh my God, voice meetings. And then, of course, in 2020, the global pandemic starts and CA moves to the Zoom platform. Yay, Zoom. And OSA experiences exponential growth. Now, this flyer on the right, this was our flyer for pretty much 20 years. We had like these six groups. And this is what CA Online looked like for many, many, many years until Zoom happened. And just another quick testimonial. This one's by Pam Z from 2003.
My name is Pam. You know how I love CA Online. I've been part of the online area for a little over 2 years now, and it's expanded my recovery so far beyond my district and area. I've had the honor of sponsoring several newcomers online until they could find a face-to-face sponsor, and I've had the joy of meeting people at conventions or while traveling on business that I met online. I've also gotten to serve in positions that I wouldn't otherwise have time for, and to learn more about service form a different means of communication. It's given me a whole new dimension of recovery. While I don't think anything will ever replace what we bring and give at face-to-face meetings, I think that CA Online definitely enhances and enlarges my recovery experience. And I, for one, am very grateful to all of the people who work so hard to make it work so well.
So with the advent of Zoom and virtual platforms like Zoom, the we kick things off now. Today, the OSA has 24 groups. Actually, they've grown already in the last couple of months. I believe the OSA is now at 29 groups, and delivering 68 meetings per week with hundreds, if not, you know, over 1,000 people overall participating from countries throughout the Americas, Europe, Asia, Africa, and Australia. Of course, we're very prolific at creating flyers for our groups, which is pretty amazing. You know, one of, I think, the challenges we're facing today with all the flyers that are being created, and those of you that belong to WhatsApp groups, you know, we're just inundated with all these flyers. And, you know, I the question I'm trying to kind of noodle out is, you know, how do we cut through the clutter? And, you know, how can we give everyone, you know, a voice through their flyers? And, you know, it's pretty wild west out there in the online world, which makes it really exciting. But these are some of the flyers that have been created in the USA. I love the creativity that comes about with what's going on in our world of virtual flyers. Another quick testimonial by Scotty from 2003.
Hi, I'm Scotty. What CA Online did for me. I was at a meeting over at a halfway house and saw a flyer for CA Online. I was grateful to see that CA had online meetings. By joining these meetings, I got to meet others in recovery who were staying clean and sober. CA Online means a lot to me. I have met some really cool people, and they seem to want everything I want in recovery. In loving peace and recovery.
Yeah, so, you know, if you've got a Zoom baby story, you found your sobriety in Zoom, please reach out to me. I'd love to get a 2-3 minute clip about your story of finding CA online and how it brought about your recovery from that seemingly hopeless state of mind and body. Now, this brings us to the online recovery area, which started in September 3rd, 2025, and it was born out of a need to expand the view and the worldview that that the online world is going to be comprised of not only the online service area and not even only the online recovery area. I'm sure other areas are going to come into being over the coming years as we continue to expand and grow in terms of online meetings. Like I say, we have 515 or 16 at the moment. I suspect we'll be closer to 600 by the time conference rolls around. And like I said, AA has over 10,000 online meetings. We are the second online area to form, as I said, September 3rd, 2025, and we will be seeking ratification as a recognized area at this upcoming conference, 2026 in Dallas. We currently are at 22 member groups, 32 meetings, and 14 H&I meetings, which has been spearheaded by MJB, our delegate and H&I chair. And she's just out there doing gangbusters on that front, making hospitals and institutions all over the UK and beyond about the good works we're doing here at the online recovery area and providing, you know, the hope and the faith and the courage that there is a way out. And these are some of the groups that are involved with us. And once again, the creative flyers that they have. We have a lot of speaker meetings. We have some discussion meetings. We have some interesting meetings. There's a meeting here called the Recovery Movie Matinee Meeting, where they, every third Saturday of the month, they showcase a recovery movie. And then there's a discussion about it and how it pertains to our program. And actually, the next meeting coming up is they're going to be playing The Shack, which is really a step 4-9 journey of forgiveness and love in a very horrific situation. If you haven't seen it, you should check it out. It's a great movie. We have a Cyber Serenity group. Now, this is a group I encouraged a couple of our members to put together. And it is a 365-day meeting, 24/7. And it has two humans behind the scenes, a GSR and a webmaster. But the group is, the message of the group is facilitated through an AI big book sponsor, which I programmed and trained, and it can converse with people all over the world in the language of their choosing. And I'm able to monitor the chat bots, and people are discussing and asking questions about 12-step recovery in Farsi, Spanish, German, English. It's incredible what's happening online. And once again, it just makes the heads at World Service, their heads are spinning at the things that we can do with the virtual world and online recovery. And again, some of the flyers that we have, lots of different expressions, and we're really excited. We're really excited what's going on with the online recovery area. Now, just recently, a third area has come into being. These were the International Online Area of Cocaine Anonymous. They were actually the online district of CA UK. And, you know, one of the things we've noticed in the growth of online is that the in-person world of CA really doesn't get what we're doing here. And they don't, you know, our mediums of carrying, we all carry the CA message, but the way in which we express that via analog, in person, via online, are quite different, and we have different issues. And it was felt that the CA UK was not, you know, giving the kind of support that the online district needed. So in January this year, they decided, their group conscience said, let's form an area, and they created the International Online Area of Cocaine Anonymous. And They came out of they were born in the pandemic, that people couldn't get to face-to-face meetings, and they gave them a chance to begin and continue their recovery. And they started with 6 aligned meetings. And then by 2021, the online district increased to 9 meetings. Momentum continued, 2022, 13 groups, and then expanded to 2021. And then the pace accelerated to 36 groups in 2024, and now in 2025, they peaked at 54 meetings. Now, I believe right now they're at 45 meetings and 87, or 45 member groups and 87 meetings. So it's a significant area also. And in 2026, reflecting its maturity and international reach, they decided with a 98% group conscious majority to pursue global recognition and formed the International Online Area of CA. And these are some of their flyers, and it's exciting to have them on board. There'll be 2 areas seeking ratification, 2 online areas seeking ratification at this year's World Conference, and that's going to make heads spin. We are making history here, folks, and we'll be seeking ratification. Now, 16 reasons. I've been putting this together because as a new area and seeking ratification, we have to make a case as to why we should be recognized and ratified as an area. So I've been giving a lot of thought to coming up with reasons why online meetings are vital. Actually, it's 17 reasons that I have right now. The creation of online areas and service committees that serve the online member groups helps to remove any impediments that a suffering addict may encounter when trying to find recovery they seek. So barriers to 12-step recovery that online meetings can resolve include, but are not limited to, and this is the list I came up with, and if you can think of any others, please let me know, because I'll love to add it to our case for why online meetings are so important. Physical disabilities and or liabilities. We have members that can literally not leave the house, so we solve that. Social anxiety, fear of anonymity breaches, reputation. You know, we certainly have a greater control over that. Mobility and transportation issues. Maybe you don't have a vehicle, can't drive, licenses or access to a vehicle. Old and infirm, physical weaknesses, instability, mental insecurity, financial limitations and constraints, parents with children or other caregiving needs, geographical distance, nothing local is available, sickness and health issues. Incarceration, you're in a treatment facility, an institution, a detox, hospital, hospice, you know, you're on vacation, you're on a business trip, you're out of the country, you're looking for a meeting to attend, you know, inclement weather conditions. You know, I've seen meetings shut down here in Toronto because we get blizzards and severe thunderstorms. We don't get hurricanes, but some parts of America do, and tornadoes, flooding, etc. City traffic, driving congestion. Anyone who's driven in LA can really relate to that, and Toronto's no better. Like the driving congestion. For me to go to a meeting in Hamilton, which is generally a 35 to 40 minute drive, takes well over, close to 90 minutes now because the driving congestion is so bad. And barriers to in-person meetings, local parades, protests, curfews, sports games, etc. Pandemics, flu, cold season, in-person rooms can be physically threatening. They can be dangerous. There's predators, criminals, drug dealers, age issues. We have a lot of young people coming in the fellowship, adolescents, teenagers, young adults, travel visas. I got to get a special access card now to fly to the UK because I'm going over there in July to Birmingham, and I got to get something additional that the government has just implemented in addition to my passport. And America's doing the same sort of thing too. So, there's going to be all kinds of impediments to crossing borders. And lastly, from a meeting standpoint versus setting up a virtual meeting versus an in-person meeting, in-person meetings, there's venue and parking expenses like rent, meeting insurance, damage deposits, etc. So we solve a lot of impediments to carrying the message of CA to those that suffer. Okay, just wrapping up here. Once again, the ORA is fully self-supporting through our own voluntary contributions. Please consider supporting this event. Your donation will go to sending MJ to conference so she can represent us as a pit bull that she is, and ensure that we are recognized and come back with full credentialing and we can continue carrying the message with the CA Fellowship. And here's my whimsical way about why, your financial support is important.
Your love gives me such a thrill. But your love won't pay my bills. I want money.
So yes, please support our efforts. And then lastly, as I conclude, the future of CA Online Region. We see the inception of an actual online region where areas like the ORA, the OSA, the new international online area can come together, and we can put forth our delegates as candidates for a trustee to represent our area, to have a trustee that understands and is sympathetic and supportive of what we do online. And the timeline for this new inter-online area region, in 2024, the OSA and China agree to create a petition to form an online region. I was the ad hoc chair for that inception. In 2025 at conference, the motion to form an online region of Cocaine Anonymous was defeated. But a third of the fellowship saw the importance, but two-thirds said no. That's going to change, I know. Then in 2025, in September, the online recovery area is launched, forming a new and second online area of CA. 2026, January 10th, we had our first election where we elected MJ as our delegate, and actually Purdy, who is the organizer of this event, was elected our Unity Chair and kicked it off with today's Celebrate Around the World event. Thank you so much, Purdy. And then on January 16th, the CA UK Online District votes to form a new and third online area of CA, the International Online Area of CA. And then in 2026, this year, this conference, the online recovery area and the international online area will be hopefully ratified. There shouldn't be any impediments. It's usually rubber stamp. The fellowship recognizes groups have the right to form their committees and form areas and support it accordingly. In September of this year, we'll launch to build awareness and support for a petition in 2027 to form the online region of Cocaine Anonymous. And then at the 2027 conference, we will put forth a motion to form the online region. Now, I don't know why, but we're getting a certain amount of pushback. Some of you may have experienced this. You know, there tends to be a bit of animosity about online from the in-person world. I don't think the online world really has that much towards in-person, but I've experienced some animosity. Some people don't understand it. Some people claim you can't get sober on online. You have to do it in person. I've actually been told, by some significant people at the world service level, you don't need to have an online recovery area. You got the OSA. There should only be one area. Like there should be only one group, maybe. And there's been some pushback around that. And I get the impression they don't want to see it happen. So I created these hats. I'm going to give them to the delegates, not only for the ORA, but also for OSA and the International Online Area. We're growing CA Online Recovery. And I'm a bit of a troll. I created these as memes and kind of trolled a few people with it. I created one with this song. If that didn't get them all wound up, I know I should be a little more mature about it, but I sent out a second meme, and I'll conclude with this song here. Thank you so much, everybody, for joining us on this presentation. I hope I didn't bore you with all that stuff. I'm an archivist. I'm a historian. I am a nerd, and I just nerd out on that stuff. But I hope you found that fascinating, and we appreciate your support. And great things are happening, and even greater things are about to happen. So thank you so much for being a part of this amazing journey in the online recovery area and carrying the message via online to those that suffer and giving them the hope and the faith and the courage that there is a solution to what ails them. Thank you so much, everyone. Thank you, Purdy. Thank you, Camille.